The U.S. military has agreed to lend assistance in the effort to catch a murderer terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld signed on to an FBI request for spy aircraft to survey the region from the air. Police say a 47-year-old woman became the sniper's 11th victim and the 9th fatality last night. She was shot outside a Home Depot store in Falls Church, Virginia, just 7 miles outside the nation's capital. NPR's Larry Abrams reports.
The killer had been quiet for more than 3 days after the last shooting Friday morning in Spotsylvania County, Virginia. The holiday weekend was nearly over when he struck again at 9:15 last night. Fairfax County Police Chief Tom Manger said ballistics tests prove the bullet came from the same gun used to kill 8 others and wound 2.
The victim in this case has been identified as Linda Franklin. She's 47 years old, from Arlington, Virginia.
Franklin was an analyst for the FBI, but she was not involved in the sniper investigation, and there's no evidence she was targeted because of her profession. Instead, it appears her personal life brought her into the line of fire. She was loading packages into her car as her husband stood nearby. The two were planning to move into a new house later this week, and they'd stop by Home Depot to stock up. As with every other shooting in this spree, there was no sign of a robbery. Franklin appears to have been selected randomly and killed from a distance. Chief Tom Manger told reporters police tried to close off the area immediately.
We've made several traffic stops. I'm not aware of any pursuits.
How quickly were you able to get a dragnet around here?
Very quickly.
Apparently not quickly enough, despite the fact that the shooter picked a heavily trafficked area crisscrossed by slow-moving roads, the shooter slipped through the net. But police have indicated they have gleaned more information from this shooting. Once again, police are looking for a white van seen in the area, but this time witnesses got more detail.
We got a number of tags, license plate information from witnesses who were nearby the scene after the shooting. We are following up on all of that information, but we are not, at this point, ready to release any license plate information.
This is the second time a white van has been sighted near a shooting. Based on sightings from a killing last Friday, Major Howard Smith of the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Department released composite photos of 2 vans, one a Chevy Astro.
Please pay attention to the ladder rack, which is on top of this van. The second one is a Ford Econo van, also with a ladder rack on the top of it.
But police would share no other details with the public. They clearly believe they have more to lose by possibly giving information to a killer who has also proven to be an escape artist. Police are obviously frustrated that a rapid response plan has failed again to catch the sniper. Some in law enforcement say police will find it difficult to cordon off a large swath of suburban sprawl that is designed to offer easy access for cars. Robert Taylor of the Arizona-based Taylor Group trains police departments and used to work for the Prince George's County, Maryland Police, site of a shooting last week.
We're not trained to do anything quickly except for an immediate response to the crime scene. Now, to go outside of that and go and take out a wide cordon area and then basically shut it down, that is an ominous task, and they are not trained specifically to do that.
Taylor says police also face organizational challenges as the killer keeps moving into new jurisdictions. Taylor is confident the large number of officers working on the case can do the job, but he says police seldom face this much pressure to solve a case right away. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.